Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Lift those hands all over the building. I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Everything that God says I am, this is how it goes.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And we were having a little technical difficulties, amen, but God is still in the house, amen. It is Sunday, August 23rd. I am your host, Pastor D. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair and the Fuse Memorial Worship Experience, amen. Again, I am grateful to be here just one more time, amen. God didn't have to allow me to be here to speak before you, but I am grateful, I am grateful, I am grateful, amen. We're not going to hold up our service any longer, amen. We're going to jump right in because God has been too good to us, amen. So, Brother Tony, you do have the floor, sir. Please bless us with a song.
God bless everyone. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God. Born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior, I'm happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Amen. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Yes. Thank you, Brother Tony. We shall now have our affirmation of faith by Minister Lisa Green, followed by our invocation by Exhorter Kyle Garrett, followed by our scripture by Reverend Patricia Johnson.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. The third day he arose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Let us pray. Dear God, Father, I say good morning to the Holy Spirit, good morning to the Son, Jesus Christ, good morning. Right now, I ask that you anoint this service. We invite you in. Thank you for sustaining us throughout the entire week. I ask that you continue to watch over our families, that you continue to have your blood, you know, your covering over us. I ask, dear God, that you continue to renew our spirits as we read through your word, as you educate us, as you nurture us, and as you bless us. Thank you for being there for us. And in these things, we ask in the mighty and matchless name of the Son, Jesus the Christ. Pray. Amen.
The scripture, Exodus 4th chapter, 11 to the 17th verse. And the Lord said unto him, who has made man's mouth, or who made the dummy, or deaf, or the seeing, or the blind, have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. And he said, O my Lord, sin, I pray thee, by the hands of whom thy will sin. And the anger of the Lord reclined against Moses, and he said, is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he can speak well. And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee, and when he see thee, he will be glad in his heart, and thou shalt speak unto him, and put words in his mouth, and I will be with thy mouth, and with his mouth, and will teach you what ye shall do. And he shall be thy spokesman unto the people, and he shall be, even he shall be to thee instead of a mouth, and thou shalt be to him instead of God. And thou shalt take this rod in thy hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for all that you have done. Amen. God bless you. Amen. As we continue on in our service, I have just a few announcements. Again, our Bible study, amen, we had a wonderful Bible study this past Wednesday, amen, and it was just a true blessing, not only to my soul, but to the members of Fuse. And I would like to extend that olive branch to not only to the members of Fuse, but also to the my listening audience, those of you who listen and love the Jubilee Affair. I extend the olive branch to you if you would like to be a part of our Bible study on Wednesdays. We have to push it back, amen. We have to push the Bible study back to 8:45 Wednesday evening, amen, due to a working conflict. Bible study will be at 8:45 on Wednesday evening. If you would like to, again, you know, do your reading ahead of time, we will be studying the book of Genesis, chapter 11. Amen. So if any of the listening audience would like to be a part of the Fuse Memorial Bible Study, you are more than welcome. You are already family, amen, so come and be a part of it, amen. And when we open up the doors, amen, we are the church, but when we open up the building, I expect to see you there in place, amen, because we know that God has a blessing with your name on it, amen. So let us continue to govern ourselves accordingly, amen. Let us continue to stay safe, wash your hands, sanitize your areas, keep your mask on. I know you may not like it. I know it's uncomfortable, but amen, you'd rather see be uncomfortable, amen, than be on your back, amen. So we have a job to do, amen, and let us do it, you know, and eventually if we continue to do what's asked of us, we will beat this virus, amen. It can't last forever. Nothing bad can last forever. So we know that God is still in the blessing business, amen. All of you that are listening, I extend God's blessings upon you, amen. I give up a blessing for each and every one of you. So before you say you're not blessed, I just gave you a blessing, amen. I just gave it to you, and I know that God's going to give it to you. And whatever you ask for in the name of Jesus, I pray that it happens for you. With that being said, again, let us continue to govern ourselves accordingly. Amen. God bless you. May God keep you. Amen. We shall now have our altar call, followed by a song. Amen. Our altar call will be by Reverend Patricia Johnson. Our song, amen, will be by Exhorter Annette McKinney. Let's give God some praise.
Lord, open our heart with peace, love, and hope. Tell our children and our family, make them understand who is in control of their lives. Guide them in the right direction so they will know you. Protect our families from harm and danger. Lord, heal the sick in this world and give us the strength to understand you and that everything will be all right. Help us find the love and the joy and the peace and the hope that we instill in our hearts. And that we may be better human beings. Lord, hear our prayer. Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome want under, consider all the worlds thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. When through the woods and forest glades I wander and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, and then sing my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sing my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation, and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and then proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sing, my soul, my Savior, Christ to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sing, oh, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sing, my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. Then sing, my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art.
Amen. Amen. One of my favorite, if not my favorite songs. Amen. How great thou art. Mm. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Please pray with me. Lord God, it's me, your most humble servant. Lord, I decrease so that you may increase. More of you, less of me. And I thank you. I honor you, and I love you. Thank you, Father God, for such a time as this. You, Father God, who made the heavens and the earth. You, Father God, who gave life to this body. You, Father God, shall receive all the glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
The scripture will come out of the book of Exodus, chapter 4, beginning with verse 10. And it reads, then Moses said to the Lord, oh, my Lord, I am not eloquent. Neither before nor since have you spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech and slow of tongue. So the Lord said to him, who has made man's mouth? Or who makes the mute, the deaf, the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with your mouth and teach you what you shall say. But he said, oh, my Lord, please send by the hand of whomever else you may send. So the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses. And he said, is not Aaron the Levite your brother? I know that he can speak well. And look, he is also coming out to meet you. When he sees you, he will be glad in his heart. Now you shall speak to him and put the words in his mouth, and I will be with your mouth and with his mouth, and I will teach you what you shall do. So he shall be your spokesman to the people. And he himself shall be as a mouth for you, and you shall be to him as God. And you shall take this rod in your hand with which you shall do the signs. May God continue to bless his most holy word. For our subject today, will you do it for the glory of God? The greatest apostle of this coming era is the Apostle Paul. He was a faithful servant and did all that was asked of him. He healed the sick. He raised people from their deathbeds. And he allowed God to use him despite the fact of his limitations, despite the fact of how he felt, despite the fact of how those who were around him felt, despite the fact of what they thought about him or what they said about him. He did all that he did for the glory of God. I mentioned Paul, but Paul is not the man of the hour. I could not go without preaching a message on the glory of God without mentioning Brother Paul, my spiritual mentor. But the man that I want to talk about is Moses. As Moses was called by God to do his will, however, his task was not only to do God's will, but he had the obligation to bring a group of people out of bondage who did not want to be removed from it. Moses was a man who fell into contempt. When it came to society's eyes, he was not a man who would have been looked at as being an elitist, handsome, or pretty. Moses had many issues, but the major of all his issues was that he had a stutter and a slur in his tongue. He felt that he was not worthy to do what God had called him to do, but he did it anyway. Have you ever had to do something that you knew was way above your pay grade, but you felt compelled to do it anyway? Moses knew that this task was going to be the death of him, but at least he knew that when his eyes closed, that he would rest in the glory of God. Thus, whatever he had to do, he would do it. And as he brought the children, as he met these children where they were at in their bondage, he tried to teach them and tried to equip them with the necessary tools to understand that there was a God who heard their cries. And because this God heard their cries, that he has sent this man here who was of the household of the men that he is now condemning. And he's letting him know that he has to set his people free. Crossing this Red Sea, bringing the children of Israel to the other side. After Moses did all that he can do and all the signs and all the wonders that they seen and the water being pushed to the side, when they seen all that Moses did to help them and to get himself prepared for this immediate goal, the people had a lack of faith. All they could do is gripe and complain. Never did Moses do enough. If they were hungry, they complained. If they were thirsty, they complained. When tired from their journeys, they complained.
What would have happened if the children of Israel learned that it was God who sent Moses, and it was God who allowed them to get out of the place that they were at, but that it was God that loved them so much, and that he wanted them to be. You see, when one is sent to do God's work, one most times will feel that they're not worthy to do it, that they don't want to do what God has called them to do. But I'm here to let you know that if you believe in God, regardless of what the people say, what the people do, or how the people may act, you will know that everything that you do is for the glory of God. You will know that God gets the glory out of every action that you do, out of every good deed that you do, out of every blessing that you give, out of every healing that you let go forth, after every anointing that you put on the people, that God receives the glory. It was God who wanted to set them out of bondage. It was God who increased their numbers. You see, too many times, even over the history of this great history of Israel, they took their eyes and their minds off of what God wanted them to do, and they focused on their own desires, and this very act pulled them away from God. Even still to this day, because they missed the glory of God through Jesus the Christ, they're still waiting on this man to come as their prophesied Messiah, not knowing that the Messiah came and went and will return one day in the glory of God. But these people, you see, you can take the heathen out of Egypt, but Moses couldn't take the Egypt out of the heathen. And every time he tried to do right by them, they just tried to tear him down more and more, tried to make him feel as if he didn't know God's plan for the people. Many times things would have gone good for this group of people if they had stayed in their lane. The prosperity that God has set up for them would have been more than this earth could hold, but because they would not and they could not focus on the glory of God, they had to walk through the filth. During the time that Moses was in communication with God, this same group who seen the marvels of God, who decided and decided to make a golden calf and offer incense and sweet aromas to this pagan God, calling it their God, and his very act caused Moses to lose his temper, and through his actions, he was forced to see the promised land that he was taking them to, but he was able to walk upon it. But every beating, all the words and all the gossip and all the murmuring and all the idleness, the underhandedness, the backbiting, the jealous hearted, the envious, the mean and hateful, degrading, opportunistic, stiff necked, and downright evil things that they threw at Moses, he still took them. He still dealt with it. He swallowed it all for the glory of God. I remember a great poet once saying that the challenge in life is not to live your life, but to live the life that you were called to. If only the children of Israel would have spent more time trying to find God rather than trying to discredit Moses, things would have been a lot different for them. But you know, the Spirit of the Lord wants the people to focus on God more than anything of this world. And if we just focus on the glory of God, things in our lives will be so much easier. But we have to take...
I hear you, Lord. I hear you. I hear you. Whew. You see, we will all be better Christians
when we stop looking at the things with our natural eyes and put on the things with our spiritual eyes and start seeing what God is doing in our lives. Yes, the will of God may not be what you want it to be. Yes, the will of God may put you in some dirty places. Yes, the will of God may put you in some uncomfortable situations. But I'm here to let you know that you walk with your head up high, you walk with your shoulders upright, and you walk with a pep in your step, and you don't have to worry about what goes on around you, because what you do it for the glory of God. If you walk in, you do it for the glory of God. You don't have to worry about what they say. You don't have to worry about what they do. Yeah, you may have limitations, but we all have limitations. You may not want to do what God has called you to do, but you must do what God has called you to do if you want to see that glory at the end. It's just like at the end of a rainbow. We always want to see a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, but I'm here to let you know that my God created that rainbow, amen, and all the pot of gold that you want to look for is all in the glory of God. And if you do what God has called you to do, if you claim to be a servant of God, you will do what God has called you to do. You won't hold on to your limitations. You will use your limitations as a stepping stool and to say and to proclaim what God has done for you. I mean, to let you know right now that even Moses had to deal with this. Even Moses had to say, Lord, I'm going to use what was wrong with me, and I'm going to step on it, and I'm going to step on that serpent's head, and one day I will be victorious because my God is with me through all that I do. You see, when you're doing it for the glory of God, you will be victorious. You see, I'm going to tell you something about Dante. Dante, not Pastor D, but Dante, I am on a journey. I am on a journey to experience all that I can in the glory of God. Nothing in this world can stop me. Nothing in this world can hold me back. I told someone just the other day that I am a fish that walks upright, a fish that desires water, a fish that has gills, but a fish that will never die. You see, I can't be killed because the glory of God. My spirit can't be killed because the glory of God. They can try to take my freedom, but the glory of God. They can't take my education because of the glory of God. They can do all the things that they want to try to do, but the glory of God. I mean, you see, I don't care what is thrown at me, what is said behind my back, or what people think about me. Because if anyone had a heaven or a hell to put me in, I would probably be there right now. Because everything that I do is for the glory of God. I walk in his glory. I talk in his glory. I eat in his glory. I breathe in his glory. I stand for his glory. I sit at his glory. I laugh at his glory. I struggle with his glory. I sleep in his glory. But that's not all, y'all. Let me tell you what else I do. I pray in his glory. I praise in his glory. I bless in his glory. I bless the people in his glory. I bless myself in his glory. I love on those who love on me in his glory. I love on those who don't love me in his glory. I'll walk 1,000 miles for his glory. I'll swim in the deepest ocean for his glory. I'll go down to hell with gasoline drawers on for his glory. And I don't have to worry about what man may do to me or what the devil thinks that he can take from me, because of the glory of God will always see me victorious. I mean, let somebody know right now, will you do it for the glory of God? Will you push forward? Will you do what God has called you to do? Or will you stand back like Moses and come up with an excuse and then do it anyhow? Why don't you just go ahead and submit to God's will right now and say, Lord, I'll do it. Lord, if it kills me, I'll do it. If you allow me to live, I'll do it regardless of what goes on. For your will, if it's your will, and for your glory, I'm all in.
Ooh.
I'm all in. You see, though I love the fact that Moses tried his absolute best to deal with a group of people who didn't want to know God. They didn't know God if God came up and slapped them in the face. But I appreciate Brother Moses for staying faithful as long as he did. Even though the people didn't see it, there was a bigger picture. And the more that they were disobedient, the more God took away from their numbers. They didn't appreciate what God had given them. And after a while, Moses got tired of the disrespect and the humiliation and the insults. But it reminded me of another man. Another man that I got to speak on who reminds me just of Brother Paul. My Lord, my Savior, my Redeemer, and my Mediator, Jesus the Christ. How many times was he pushed, pulled, whipped, had insults after insults hurled at him? The people made mockery of his ministry. Those who were close to him betrayed him, joined in the beating. They loved him 1 minute, but wanted his throat the next. But he suffered all that he suffered for the glory of God. And his blood that was shed works like gasoline for me. It keeps me going and going and going. You know, I'm not like the Energizer. I don't need a bunny. I don't need a battery. But the blood of Jesus keeps me going and going. And when the world thinks that they have beaten you down, God steps in and puts a smile on your face, because at the end of the day, the victory and the glory belongs to the Lord. I remember my grandfather, Reverend Jesse L. Douglas, told me that the peacekeepers have the most battles. So I ask you, what would you do for the glory of God? What say you, church? What would you do for the glory of God? Would you climb that high mountain? Would you trample through that alligator-infested swamp? Would you walk through the desert without a water? Would you allow God to be your first in everything and everything else to be second? You see, Moses allowed his anger to pull him away from God, and though his anger was righteous, while Jesus used humility to stay close to God, and they both did it for the glory of God. But let me explain to you what that means, the glory of God. Whenever you're going through something, in order for God to be seen as great and powerful, you're going to have to deal with some stuff. In order for God to be seen omnipotent and omnipresent in the lives of others when they watch your life, because there are times that you are the only Bible that people may read, you will show the glory of God through your struggles. You will show the glory of God through your issues. You will show the glory of God through your limitations. You will show the glory of God through everything that you deal with, and even the blessings that you have. You will show the glory of God. Like I said last week, I'm on a blessing kick right now, that if he did it for you then, he'll do it for you now. And the same blessing that he gave to you through the glory of God, somebody will see and say that if he blessed you, surely if I give my life over to him, that he could bless me too. And for the glory of God, I'll do whatever he asked me to do, because I know that at the end of the day, that he has my he has my life, he has my health, and my strength, and my walk, and my talk. He has everything around me wrapped into his arms, and I don't have to worry about what goes on around me. All I have to do is focus on the glory of God. Will you do it for the glory of God? Brother Moses did it. My Lord and Savior Jesus Christ followed suit, and he did it. Brother Apostle Paul, the Gentile Apostle, my friend,
and my mentor, the one who I patterned my ministry after, many days was up to his waist in fecal matter in the bowels of Rome, and wrote to the church to be ye encouraged, because trouble don't last forever. He did it. But what about you? Will you do it for the glorious God? God bless you, and may God keep you. And as I open up the door of the church, whew, that door being Jesus, is there one here who's ready to give their life over to God through the workings, through the blessings of Jesus the Christ? If there's one here, pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I love you. I ask that you would come into my heart. Lord, I believe that you lived, that you died, and that you rose again on that third day. Be the Lord of my life. I love you. Forgive me of my sins. Help me to be a new creature, to walk in your glory, to show this dying world about the glory of my living Savior. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. If you pray that prayer and you sincerely meant it in your heart, salvation now belongs to you. And if you died this very moment, you would go unto heaven. That's good news. That is the good news of the gospel. Amen. Amen. Whew. Y'all had me preaching today, man.
Amen. Whew.
Exhorter McKinney, will you please bless us?
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Will you please bless us with the doxology, Exhorter McKinney?
Yes. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. As always, I want to give a special shout out and thank you to Brother Hakim, who is always working in the background. Amen. And amen. We add a special blessing to you and your family. And Father God, right now, thank you, Father. I will. We ask that you would bless Brother Hakim right now, that you would touch him, Father, that you would shield him, that you would protect him, that you would touch him from the crown on his head to the soles of his feet, Father God, that you would bless all his family, Father, that you would remove any anxiety, any negativity, any negative thoughts, Father, any issues, whatever the enemy is trying to do, Father God. I push him out their houses, out their respective places and areas, Father God, and replace it with love, Father God, and angels, Father God, that will stand guard, the smiting angels, Father. Let them repel the attacks of the enemy. right now, Father God. Let them stand guard, Father, from this day forth. Bless him and his family right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you so much, sir.
Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. Now for the benediction. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, the one who died so that we may live, may his love and his mercy, but most of all, his victory, rest, rule, and abide in our hearts forever. And the church together says, amen.
Amen.
Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Amen. You have been listening to the Jubilee Affair. On behalf of Reverend Patricia Johnson, Minister Rosalind Thomas, Minister Tremaine Thompson, Minister Lisa Green, Minister Kyle Garrett, Exhorter Annette McKinney. And I'm working on them, y'all. He's going to be a minister too one day, man. Brother Tony Spencer, amen.
Hey.
And this is Pastor D. We bless you and we keep you. We ask that God will continue to touch you in a mighty way. We are signing off. Have a blessed day. Goodbye.
Lift those hands all over the building. I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. I am everything that God says I am. This is how it goes.
I've been washed
in the blood of
because you died.
Because you died.
I am.
I am.
I am. Yes, I am. More than a conqueror.